Hey Wes, even though you weren't out there Thursday taking snaps, from your viewpoint, there's still some things to work on in terms of developing that continuity with the offense again and everybody being on the same page.
Well, there's always something to work on. No matter how good it is out there, you know, there's always something that we can work on and get better at. And you know, that's whether we put up, you know, 400 yards or 100, you know, it's, you know, there's always something that we can improve at, and that's what we plan on doing.
Was there any greater anticipation going into that preseason game because of the way last season ended, just because you wanted to get back on the field again? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't play, and I didn't, you know, so it's right. It's a little different when, you know, you're actually, you know, going to get out there and get some snaps and things like that, so it's hard to really, you know, put that, but I think we're just treating it like it's a new year, and what happened last year happened last year, and I think everybody went into this game the same way they would went into last year's preseason game.
No more greater, let's get out there type of thing, than just to erase the memory of the offseason.
I mean, we erased that a long time ago, so, you know, we're just ready to move on from that.
Question, do you feel like you're ready to play Sunday night?
Yeah, I mean, I'm always looking forward to the opportunity to get out there and run some routes and compete a little bit.
Anything specific from the practice field that might be a point of emphasis on Sunday in terms of improving offensively as a team?
I think just, from a receiver position is us just getting open and getting some separation and make sure we're running the right routes at the right depths and make sure we're continuing to do that on a daily basis.
So a lot of it's communication?
Yeah, I'd say so. I mean, it's a lot of things at this point. You know, there's communication, there's, executing your technique and focusing out there and make sure you're doing the right things.
Wes, is it at all a challenge with the schedule as well as training camp games, preseason games, kind of get into a rhythm? You have this week Bill was talking about to teach and learn, and then two games back to back. Is that at all a challenge for you?
I don't think so. I think we just take it a day at a time of going out there preparing and doing the best you can and not really worry about, you know, scheduling or, you know, this and that. Just, you know, worry about, you know, your play out there on the field and day in, day out trying to get better.
Do you feel your communication with Tom has grown over the past year and during the off season and all? That's sort of been a benefit to you as compared to maybe some of the other receivers?
Yeah, I think anytime you're with a quarterback or anybody on the offense, you know, it's a plus to be able to, you know, understand that person, make sure there's trust between one another and that everybody's on the same page and doing the right things.
Do you think there's anything that you learned over the years as an experience that you can help share with some of the younger receivers on the roster?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're always trying to point things out of how we can get better and running better routes and attacking technique and making sure that, you know, we're pointing stuff like that out so, you know, we can all continue to learn and grow as players.
Wes, you've done kick return and punt return over your career, correct?
Right.
I know mostly punt return here.
Right.
But if someone were to ask you what the differences are between, like, the two skills, how would you explain that to them?
I think difference kick return is kind of, you know, you're hitting it as fast as you can and really kind of hoping for the best, you know. And with a punt return, it's a little more patience and setting up blocks, and which kick return is too, but I think punt return maybe a little more quickness and kind of making the first guy miss is key and making a move and then getting upfield, so that's how I'd probably compare the two.
How about catching the ball? I mean, it seems like would kickoff return be easier than a punt return, and just
yeah,
in terms of catching?
Yeah, I don't really work on the kickoff so much, because if you can catch a punt, then you can catch a kickoff. So.